WNRN is supported by SevillePodcast.com and by Songs, Inc. Videos from this interview are available at youtube.com/WNRN Radio.
As you may know, if you've been listening today, earlier this afternoon, there is a great bill of music on tap tonight at IZ Venue here in Charlottesville. We talked to Roman Candle just a little bit ago, and now we have in the studio the Deep Vibration, another band playing tonight at IZ. Hi, you guys.
Hey, Rhonda.
Hey there.
Hello, Rhonda.
And that would be the drummer from Australia, if you're wondering. But you guys are from Tennessee, right? Are you from Nashville?
That's right.
Are you based in Nashville? Do you know, is that how you got hooked up with Roman Candle? Or I suppose there's lots of musicians floating around Nashville. They're based in Nashville, too. So
I don't think we're still not sure how we got hooked up with them.
Oh, okay.
But they do live in Nashville.
Kismet, serendipity.
We're all real friends now on the road, so we've been having a good time. But originally, I'm not even quite sure how that all happened, so.
Well, I suppose the road, it either makes friends or makes enemies really quick, so I'm glad glad to hear it went that way. And you have an interesting travel log on your website, actually, I stumbled upon earlier today, and that's where I learned that you found out the hard way how many Dunkin' Donuts there are in Boston.
Yeah, well, we played a gig in Boston last Sunday, and I stayed with an old friend, and that morning, I was at Dunkin' Donuts, and my phone died. And so my bandmates were traveling all over Boston trying to find me. They have over 150 Dunkin' Donuts in Boston. So.
Oh, the travails of the travels of touring. But is it going well so far, though? You enjoying the road?
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
You had some good photos there, too, of D.C. and Philadelphia and everywhere that you've been. Since this is your first studio EP, Veracruz, is this the first time you've toured around as extensively as you're doing right now? Or have you kind of been on the road before, just trotting out the material before this came out?
Yeah, we've only been a band for a year. So
oh, okay.
It's, touring is new for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And the EP's only been out since October. So
right.
Even supporting that has been only a few months, so.
Well, it's a pretty good bonding exercise. It's a little bit like fraternity hazing or something, I suppose. Living together in a van or a bus or whatever.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, we're gonna hear our introduction to Veracruz here, and I think we're gonna get a solo acoustic performance from Matt to give us a taste of the EP. And here is the Deep Vibration on WNRN.
Till I wake in my bed and pray for an angel to come out of the darkness and straight into my head like a graceful gun. Pull the trigger, blow me away. I wanna go. I wanna go, I don't wanna stay. Cause you're all I've got. You're my sweet apple pie. You're a spark, and I'm just a third day of July. Third day of July. You know, last night I finally fell asleep and I had a dream. I dreamt that I woke up and you were lying there next to me, and that we kissed in a brilliant western. A sweet attempt at a cowgirl, but you didn't have any scars, and I was a kid just trying to count the stars. And yeah, you know they say you cannot, but I can't help but try. When you're a spark,
WNRN. That was Third Day of July from the Deep Vibrations debut EP, Veracruz. They're touring in support of it along with Roman Candle. Tonight they're going to be at Is Venue here in Charlottesville. It's a double bill presented by Paste Magazine, so they've put their stamp of approval on it, so you know it's got to be pretty good, actually, because those guys are tastemakers. And I read somewhere that you recorded this EP of yours live to tape. Is that something that you're big believers in, or did it just sort of happen that way? It's kind of kicking it old school.
We feel very strongly about tape, and we did it to an 8-track machine in Nashville.
Yeah. It gives it a good, warm sort of, I don't know, I'm losing adjectives here, but sort of an honest feeling that you don't
Definitely.
Get from a lot of, you
There's
know,
There's no
music.
Hiding what we did.
Yeah, no Pro Tools logic, no. quick cut and paste and that sort of thing. So there's, you know, kind of an old school feel that fits the music that you guys make, and that's great. I also heard that you got your name from Lou Reed. How did that happen?
Well, when the four of us first formed, we were kind of in search of a name for a couple months, and we ended up seeing Lou in Nashville, and we met him after the show and asked him for a band name.
Just based on your performance, or?
Well, we just asked him for a band name.
Oh, he just
and he just paused for a while, and finally he said Deep Vibration, so we went with that.
And who are you to argue with
right.
Lou Reed?
There's nothing you can do about that.
Well, I think then, you lucked out. It could have been the Pink Elephants or something else.
Yeah.
God only knows.
Sure.
So,
but we probably would have taken that, too.
Yeah, well, fair enough. What's the summer have in store for you guys? Are you... do you have any big summer touring plans? Or?
Well, I think we're going to start preparing for our full length. It's
going to
be the summer project.
Mm-hmm. Go back into the studio.
Hopefully in the fall is the plan, I think.
And again, record to tape since you
Definitely.
Learned that.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, more and more artists seem to be going back to that. And or at least the artists that we play,
yeah.
I guess.
Well, it sounds better, so.
Yeah, it does. It does. Well, that doesn't always make people do it. But I'm glad that you recognize that. And it's nice to go back to the old-fashioned way sometimes after dismissing all of the quick and easy shortcuts that you can take these days. And again, the Deep Vibration are going to be at Is Venue tonight along with Roman Candle. The show starts at 8, I think, here in Charlottesville. And we've got time for one more song from Veracruz, if you guys would like to share.
This song is entitled Tennessee Rose. Driving the highway, I'm making my way out to Santa Fe. I'm gonna sleep in the hills, I'm gonna run through the valley, as always thinking of you. Well, turquoise and silver on the bank of a river where I give to her $20 for two. Pretty little earrings, I'm always thinking of you. I'm driving out west to New Mexico. In my 1998 Volvo, trying to find some place I'd rather be than caught in the thorns of my rose in Tennessee. Driving along and I roll the windows down, and the wind starts whipping around my head, and I hear the sound of my baby's voice saying, come back home. always thinking of you. But I keep on keeping on. I turn my headlights on and I drive till dawn, till the sun burns red. I like the hair on your head, I'm always thinking of you. I'm driving out west to New Mexico. In my 1998 Volvo, trying to find some place I'd rather be than caught in the thorns of my rose in Tennessee. Desolation Row, and I thought as a kid to know when to turn around. Turn the music up. Turn the music up and hit the gas and go. Alright, well, you know, I said every flower I see, even them Joshua trees, that I don't have to bleed. But sometimes I want to. I'm always thinking of you. I'm driving out west to New Mexico in my 1998 Volvo, trying to find some place I'd rather be than caught in the thorns of my rose in Tennessee.
WNRN. That was Tennessee Rose from the Deep Vibrations EP Veracruz, a song which features Gillian Welsh on the studio version on the EP. Thanks for coming in, guys. They are going to be playing tonight at IS Venue along with Roman Candle, a show presented by Paste Magazine. And very good luck to you guys recording your debut full length, too.
Thanks a lot for having us. This is really great.
Absolutely. Thank you. Good tour, and we will see you tonight. And again, that show is tonight at IS Venue. And we've got a little time left, so we're going to listen to Dan Auerbach on WNRN.